Welcome to this Computer Weekly podcast on compliance and the financial sector. My name's Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor with ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Digitrust. And the first question I'd like to ask today, Mathieu, is what compliance requirements does the financial industry face? And over to you.
Thank you, Anthony. So the financial services industry is unfortunately subject to one of the most complex regulatory landscapes that applies to businesses worldwide. And the best thing to look at it, the best way to look at it is to try and look at the type of regulations and industry standards that apply to the industry and the type of regulations that apply per territory. What I mean by that is that if you look at the fact that financial services is regulated for anti-money laundering with European directives and international directives, the same for fraud, if you then consider MiFID, if you then consider SEPA, if you consider ISE 3402, and then industry standards like PCI DSS, notwithstanding local regulations in the UK, for instance, like the Data Protection Act and the regulation from the FSA around maintaining proper records and potentially keeping specific data for a certain amount of time, you can already see that it's becoming quite complex. If you then look at the fact that we live in a global economy, and you consider the provisions of data protection for transfer of data outside of the EU, even within the EU, from the EU to the US and then from the EU to other territories, you can see that it's getting quite complex. So the risks that we're trying to address are really stemming from lessons learned from financial failures over the last 8 to 10 years. And what we're trying to achieve here for the financial industry in terms of compliance is making sure that the right controls are in place, that there's a formal report on the design, the implementation, and the effectiveness of those controls to protect the data, the financial services data, but also that you retain the right data securely such that if there's a problem or if a specific transaction needs to be investigated, you can go back to that data and make sure that the data is accurate, it's been kept the right way, it hasn't been tampered with, and you can analyze it. Finally, one of the other key challenges for compliance requirements in the financial industry is the fact that there's a lack of understanding or awareness and potentially commitment from C-level folks and from board levels, including non-executive directors, as to their compliance obligations. So the market needs to educate them. And one of the key things to do that is to link the long-term impact of non-compliance with the impact on the overall P&L of a financial services organization, both in terms of short-term consequences, but also 3 to 5 year outlook.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the next question is, what are the implications of these compliance requirements for storage and backup? Over to you again.
So if we zoom in on storage and backup, and we go back to that aspect that we're trying to maintain the confidentiality, the integrity, and the availability of the financial services data, the first thing to do is to make sure that you can map out your ecosystem and that you map the data that's flowing from one business entity to the other, either within the financial services organization you're part of or within a wider ecosystem. If you look at retaining data in particular, which is a requirement under data protection and under FSA in the UK, you're asked to be able to classify your data, to identify data that could be a risk to the individuals if that data was to get out, to map that data and to protect it. So best practice in the industry is to provide strong authentication for each data and, best practice for the industry is to provide strong authentication that allows you to identify anybody that performs a transaction such that you can say at any given time, yes, it was Mathieu that did indeed authorized that financial services transaction on our systems on the 27th of May 2014. And we know that because he authenticated using two-factor authentication, and we can trace it back. Once the data is in the systems, we need to make sure that it's stored for the right amount of time under the right security credentials. That's where encryption comes in. So encryption of data at rest is really important, but equally encryption of data in use is where the market is going for financial services. And that's very important in terms of making sure that when you access data that has been stored to perform an e-discovery request, for instance, you need to make sure that that transaction itself is actually encrypted and fully traceable with strong authentication. So the key thing is data classification, data encryption, authentication of the users, and from a backup perspective, making sure that you apply third-party assurance to whichever party is managing your backup, as most of the backup is now done in the cloud. So the same test of operations effectiveness that you perform for your own network need to be performed independently on the cloud provider to make sure that you the control considerations are kept at the same level. And really, this is intended to be able to prove that if there is an independent investigation, you have retained the right data at the right time and protected it the right way, so you can access it for compliance reasons, very quickly, cost effectively, and without jeopardizing the security of that data.
Thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of the podcast.